Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
When you're worried about underarm sweat and odor, it can be distracting. Like this. Or this. Or even this. It's time to silence those distractions with a spray of powerful Dove Men Plus Care Antiperspirant. Featuring our 72-hour protection and soothing 1-quarter moisturizing cream. Because when you forget about your underarms, you can focus on being unforgettable. Dove Men. Forgettable underarms. Unforgettable you.
Yeah, there should be some passion. This doesn't have to be boring.
Hey, one thing the game needs is more people like you.
Still have grown men run around tight pants.
It's Mookie Betts.
It's Daniel Bard.
It's Steve Aoki.
There's Saul Tlamakia.
This is Brock Holt.
Hey, this is John Lester.
Baseball
isn't boring.
Welcome to Baseball Isn't Boring. Here's your host, Rob Radford.
There's no pitcher in baseball who has been more dominant or gotten more buzz than the Oakland A's closer, Mason Miller. So that's why we're so fortunate that Jeff Joyce is back for us, back for Baseball Isn't Boring, doing a sit-down with Miller, the Oakland A's closer, the guy who has gotten 37 outs this year, 25 coming on strikeouts, only giving up 2 runs. Nobody in baseball throws harder. Nobody in baseball has gotten more buzz than Mason Miller, and that's why it's so awesome to have Jeff loop back in with us as part of our family, part of the Baseball Isn't Boring family, and do this Baseball Isn't Boring on the go. Sit down with Mason Miller. All right, Ken, @BB isn't boring. Check it out. We had Kyle Hendricks earlier in the day talking about Shota Imanaga, another guy who is maybe at the top of the list. We'll put up a poll. Who's hotter? Whose brand is hotter right now, Mason Miller or Shota Imanaga? But right now, you could go listen to that, but only after you listen to this. Jeff Joyce, Mason Miller.
Talking to Mason Miller of the Oakland A's, first off, let me ask you, start of the season, first month as the closer, how's it felt? You've been one of the more electric names in baseball so far.
I appreciate that. Yeah, it's felt good. Being in there at the end of the game has been great. I've thrown the ball well and finish off those games for the guys. It feels great.
So I got to go back to the Yankee series because that was fun. The first game, the first save, when you go through the top of the lineup and Volpe and Soto and Judge, like, you know who you've got coming up that next inning. Does that add a little extra edge to you when you come out of the bullpen?
For sure. I think it lines up. You want your best guys at the back end of the bullpen facing their best guys. So you kind of see it shaping up probably end of the seventh. You see the next 6 guys, kind of see how it looks. Then obviously going into the game, you know who you got. So on a stage like that, going through the heart of the order, that was awesome.
The Soto at bat, because he's not going to chase. So what's the mindset with him? Because you finished the at bat and just, kind of right down the middle, it was 103. But was that the idea? Like, he's not going to chase. Let me see if I can beat him with my best stuff.
For sure. Yeah, it's my best on his best. He hits the ball pretty much everywhere. So, just not wasting pitches with him. He's going to spit on it and, shuffle or do whatever he does. So just going straight at him. If he give him a pitch that, I can't really do a whole lot of damage with, I think that's the goal.
A lot of closers seem to use adrenaline out there. Do you use adrenaline, or do you try and does that get you out of whack? Like, how do you keep it, you're kind of pumped when you get in there, but how do you keep it in check when you're in there, keep everything in control?
I mean, you got to use it for sure. I mean, it's a big league game. The fans are loud, so you feed off it, but you control it for sure. You got to stay within yourself and not do too much.
The velocity thing, obviously, everybody talks about a lot with injuries and whatnot. Is that the whole idea with you in the bullpen, is, you know, we can stay healthier throwing with that velocity?
That's the goal for us. I mean, that's why we made the move from start to the bullpen. It was just, you know, longevity and health. So far, I feel great. We've been smart about usage, and, you know, my body's been bouncing back really, really well. You know, compared to a starter's workload, just the day after, you know, I feel great. So, yeah, it's all good.
When you made the initial switch, were you 100% in? Like, what was the thought back then?
I think there's a little bit of, you know, everybody wants to be a starter. So, you know, there's a little bit of wish, I guess. You know, that's what I've done. That's what I'm used to. But, you know, I embraced the switch and bought into it. And, you know, through spring training and this first month, it's been good, and I feel comfortable.
Did the thought kind of change a little bit after the first save? Like, yeah, that was cool.
For sure, yeah. I mean, just pitching, I mean, any moment you get the chance to be on a big league mound is awesome. You know, you lean into that for sure. So, you know, just taking advantage of the time that, you know, I'm in the game and I'm out there, you know, that's what I'm here for.
Why do you think, what allows you? Is it your mechanics? I mean, part of it obviously is like God-given talent, but what in your mechanics allows you to throw that hard?
I think I have pretty quiet mechanics, quiet until it's go time, and then I get down the mound well, and, you know, I mean, I got a big frame, you know, a lot of power that, you know, I drive through the ball really well. So, yeah, I mean, it's, like you said, God-given, and I'm definitely blessed with that ability.
I mean, you kind of minimize that movement, though, with your windup. So take us through how you decided to kind of change all that up.
Yeah, so it's just simplifying. You know, the less moving parts, the more repeatable it is. You know, getting myself in similar positions where I can provide, you know, reliable strikes, reliable locations. That was the whole goal behind it. And just, you know, quieting down how much I move my feet and just, you know, really simplifying it was the goal.
I know you have the long stride too. Do you feel like that gives you a little extra?
For sure. Yeah, I mean, I got the frame for it. You know, usually you see the guys with the big bodies. Those are usually the ones that are throwing the most gas.
I was talking to your PR guy and asking him about, you know, at some ballparks when the closers come out, they flash the lights, they do all kinds of fancy stuff. He's like, we can't really do that at the Coliseum because we're afraid to turn the lights off. They might not come back on. Like, what does that? How amped does that get you when you run out there now?
Yeah, I mean, you feel the moment building for several innings usually. Sometimes it happens fast, but yeah, I mean, it's awesome, you know, regardless of the environment that you're in. You know, the fans that are there have that energy. They know that that's a big moment in the game, and, you know, obviously I know the magnitude of it. So just leaning into that, getting out there and, you know, getting to work.
So what's your normal routine? Have you developed a good routine now as you got to kind of sit around and wait for, I'd say 3 hours, but games aren't really 3 hours anymore. But have you kind of figured all of that out so you're in a good spot when it's go time?
Yeah. I'll stay inside and I'll be in the dugout for an inning, do some warm-ups inside, usually go out around the fifth inning, do a little bit of stuff down there, just move around. And then, you know, you obviously see how the game's developing and you know when your name's going to get called usually.
Do you feed off the crowd at all when you throw 103 or 102 or whatever it is? I mean, do you even have to peek back and look, or do you kind of know, and how much does that get you going for the next pitch? Because the fans obviously see it.
Yeah, you can hear it for sure. Usually it's like a little bit of air sucked out of the stadium, a little gasp. But yeah, I like it. I like, you know, like yesterday at Yankee Stadium, fans got a little loud after Volpe got on first base, and, you know, quiet in the fans. I like that. That was cool.
I mean, I think maybe you guys have surprised some people early on this season. What do you think about the start that you guys are off to?
Yeah, we're pleased with it. You know, everybody has really low expectations for this team after last season. We don't share that same sentiment. We know the group that we have. We know how we can play. And it's just about bringing that every day, regardless of who's in the other dugout.
So you're closing games now. You got this weekend in Baltimore, Craig Kimbrell is up to sixth on the all-time save list, over 400. Like, do you watch other guys? Like, are there other closers that you watch and kind of how they go about their job at all, or you just kind of do your thing?
I think just the overall body demeanor. You know, you see guys like Kimbrell, you see guys like Kenley Jansen, you know, other great closers around the league. A lot of them have that kind of stoic, like, you know, the moments, they know the moment's big, but, you know, they know that they're in control of it. So I've kind of tried to emulate that. And, you know, it's kind of fits with the type of person I am, kind of stoic. So, yeah, I think it fits well.
Is it hard, though, to kind of now with the pitch clock where you can't really, you know, take a beat out there on the mound and you got to go again? Or are you just used to that because that's what you came up with in the minors? Like, how, is that an advantage to guys like you?
I think at this point, everybody's thrown with it long enough that that's kind of the new normal. You know, you got 15 seconds and 18 seconds. So I think it's, I think there's plenty of time as long as you're intentional about you get the ball, you're heading back up to the rubber. You know, you don't have that time to circle around the mound, come on from the back, or, you know, take a second if you need. So I think just doing it, you're used to it, you're used to the rhythm of it. And, you know, I think it's honestly like an advantage to us. I think batters like to slow the game down more than we do.
We're talking to Mason Miller of the Oakland A's. So what's the hardest you've thrown in a game, 104?
I think it rounded up to 104, but I think 103.7.
So like unofficially working out somewhere, what's the number that you've hit?
103.7 is the max. Yeah.
So in game is the highest you've hit?
Yeah, that's the max.
So it's hard to simulate in game adrenaline and all that goes
nothing
with it.
Nothing that simulates that. Nothing like it.
What do you think you could, I mean, because it seems like it's getting silly now with, you know, 102, 103, 104. We've seen guys hit 105. Like, what do you think the limit is for the human body?
For longevity's sake, we're probably sitting right around that. I don't know. I'm sure there'll be somebody that comes along and, you know, breaks a record. You know, records are meant to be broken. They set that benchmark, and, you know, there's nothing saying that another person can't get to it, at least in this state. So yeah, I mean, I think anything after 100 is pretty hard. So
what do you get more satisfaction out of, blowing the fastball by somebody or just getting them so geared up for the fastball and you drop the slider and they're just not expecting it?
I think it's equally satisfying. The fastball is kind of power on power, and then the slider is a little bit more finesse. So, you know, seeing somebody put a bat swing on a slider is pretty sweet.
The strikeout they had at Trevino the other night, the movement, I think moved about 5 feet. It almost hit him in the face, which seems like there's no time to stop the bat at that point. Is that pitch supposed to have that movement on it, or is it just like it's going to move that much because of the velocity?
Yeah, I mean, that's my miss, is just kind of up arm side. So usually we were trying to go away, and to miss by that much, it just kind of like took off, you know. So it's not something I'm really trying to do, but, you know, the fact that that is a miss, you can kind of know that and play that.
Do you feel lucky? I mean, you guys caught the UCL thing early last year, like early enough that, you know, you missed some time.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. You guys know I'm always up for a good MVP story, and one of the best stories is Wasabi Technology. Wasabi is the world's hottest cloud storage company, and it's become the go-to provider for professional and collegiate sports teams, including 20 Major League Baseball teams like the Red Sox and NHL teams like the Bruins and Vancouver Canucks. Even the Liverpool Football Club is getting in on the Wasabi action. So why is Wasabi the MVP? Well, Wasabi was purpose-built to free businesses from skyrocketing storage costs and unpredictable transaction fees that the Amazons of the world are charging. In fact, Wasabi is up to 80% less than those hyperscalers and doesn't charge a cent for businesses to access their data. From Wasabi's AI-enabled intelligent media storage, Wasabi Air, to the industry's only cloud storage service with triple protection against cyber criminals, data deletion, and ransomware, Wasabi's taking the lead in driving innovation in data storage and helping sports teams to unleash the power of their data. Wasabi, another Boston-based championship team.